In 1988, artist William Mangum was asked to lend his assistance to Greensboro Urban Ministries' then-struggling fundraiser, the Honor Card Program for the Homeless. During the holiday season, Honor Cards are available for a minimum donation of $5 each. Individuals who purchase Honor Cards send them to friends and family, indicating that they've been honored by a donation to a local outreach agency. All proceeds go directly to each agency. Within each of Bill's beautiful paintings is the subtle image and story of the needy. This year's honor card is dedicated to our homeless veterans who have stumbled along life's journey. Bill's been personally touched by the needs of the homeless. He spoke with me by phone from his studio in Greensboro about why he's donated his artistic skills and publishing gifts to this worthy cause.
I was having breakfast at a local Hardee's restaurant when I saw this disheveled guy across from me. As I was leaving the restaurant, he just came right up to me and asked me for some money. And while I wasn't comfortable doing that, I suggested that he come in and I'd buy him some breakfast. I knew of a place that I could take them, and it was Greensboro Urban Ministry, which was a facility that sort of reached out and cared for homeless people, giving them a place to spend the night, clothing, and food. And as I was leaving, Michael, for some reason, I don't know, he struck a chord with me, and I gave him a business card. And I said, why don't you give me a call in a couple of days and let me know how you're doing? And with that gesture, it turned out to be a 3-year relationship where ultimately I became Michael's caretaker. Unbeknownst to me at that time was that Mike was a paranoid schizophrenic that had been out on the streets since the age of 15.
People tend to come back to this phrase, it's a level playing field out there. That would speak to someone really up against an enormous stack of odds.
Well, the irony of the whole morning was, and really prior to that, I didn't have a tender spirit so much towards folks that were down and out or anybody that was sort of needing a helping hand. But prior to that, a number of years, I actually went through a bankruptcy myself. And that probably was the first time that my knee was bent down to really just thank the good Lord for my own gifts. It was the first time that I really met someone hand in hand and got to understand the personality and the dynamics and seeing up close really the pain that someone truly experienced.
Coming from that interaction and that ongoing relationship, if you had one last shout-out to the world, what would you tell people that may have come from the same background that you had, maybe not as aware of what's out there today in our area?
When we have a tendency to see someone immediately at their current posture, we forget where they came from. We forget that they had a childhood, birthdays, they had a mom and dad, they had siblings, you know, they were raised in a home. I think we have a tendency just to look at their current situation, look at their hunger for a handout to meet them, and yet we question, okay, what are they going to do with the $5 that I give them? Are they going to go buy beer? Are they going to go buy some drugs? But, you know, if we were put in that same position, if it was you or I, we wouldn't want to be judged as to what we would ultimately do with what we're asking for. And I think for me, it's all about grace. And I know how many times I've been forgiven for things that I've done in the past. And yet I think for so many folks that are reaching out, asking for another hand, we just can't judge them on the spot. We have to give them enormous grace. Somehow that helps me bridge my own thoughts or ill will towards that person.
That's Greensboro artist William Mangum. Bill's paintings have been featured on local and national television, and his art can be found in homes and businesses throughout the world. This year, Bill's honor card is dedicated to our homeless veterans, and all proceeds go toward fighting homelessness. You'll find links to more information at wfdd.org/triadarts. On the cusp of their 25th anniversary, Bill and the Honor Card Program have raised more than $4 million for the needy. For WFDD, I'm David Ford, and this is Triad Arts.